Okay, that's not your phone. It's actually mine. Sorry if I made you reach for it. If you're like me, though, this little device, the smartphone, is connected to you just about every waking hour of the day. And you can love it or you can hate it, but it's a sort of technology that almost all of us are using now. And there are some key elements that make it work.
The Japanese have a great term for rare earths. The Japanese call them the seeds of technology. You can't do technology without them.
George Byers is with Rare Element Resources. It's a company that aims to establish a rare earth mine north of the Black Hills. Byers notes there are 17 rare earth elements in all. They have the kind of names that are hard to say five times fast.
Neodymium, dysprosium, praseodymium, europium, and terbium.
If for some reason you need to know how to spell any of those elements, you'll have to pull out your smartphone and Google it. In doing so, you'll use a bunch of rare earth elements in the process, elements that came out of a mine in China. That's because China has a corner on the world market. They produce a vast majority of the world's rare earths.
One of the things that's happened with China in the last couple of years is they have reduced their production and their exports by approximately 50%. There is great angst from Japan to the European Union to America. How can our countries start producing more of these?
Byers points out that right now there's only one rare earth mine in the United States. Enter the Bear Lodge Mountains. Actually, they're more like a set of hills. They sit north of Sundance, Wyoming, in between the northern Black Hills and Devil's Tower, and they are the proposed site of the Bull Hill Mine. The company is drilling and sampling the ore body at the proposed site.
So in this room back here, this is our geotecking room. All the core comes in from the previous 24 hours of drilling.
Joe Monks is a geologist with Rare Element Resources. He says the core samples drilled out of the ore deposit are carefully surveyed and logged.
So we know how much of gold, how much of all the rare earths, iron, manganese, whatever you want to know.
Company officials like George Byers are pretty excited about what they're finding in the samples.
We're working with one of the three or four best deposits in the world outside of China for rare earths, and it's right here in Wyoming, one of the best jurisdictions in the world for mining.
Byers says over $40 million are already invested in the mine. By 2016, he says the mine hopes to be producing over 10,000 tons of concentrated minerals per year. He says that's projected to be close to 10% of the global demand for rare earths. But not all locals are convinced this mine is a good idea. Dick Fort is with the group Action for the Environment. He points out that rare earth mines have a bad environmental track record.
I think those are not materials we should be monkeying with. It's like uranium. In that regard, we should stay away from these dangerous substances.
Rare earth deposits do include some radioactive elements. But company officials insist this deposit in Wyoming only has normal background levels of radiation. They also say the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is carefully monitoring the work at the mine to make sure safe levels are maintained. Byers says the company is meeting or exceeding all environmental and safety standards. He adds that because of the strategic importance of the mine, there is an effort to fast-track this project.
The Department of Energy and the Department of Agriculture understand the need to accelerate and streamline the permitting process. We've had cooperation.
But the idea of speeding into a mining operation doesn't sit well with some locals. Wilma Tope ranches in the Bear Lodge Mountains. She wants to make sure the mine doesn't leave behind the sort of problems that could threaten the local way of life. She's asking government officials to move slowly and to safeguard the environment.
Protecting our heritage, protecting our ranch land, our farming, and especially our water.
Company officials insist the mine will not impact the quality or quantity of water in the area. George Byers calls the mine itself more like a quarry. The ore will be removed from the site and trucked away. He says most of the mine processing is being done at an industrial park in the town of Upton, Wyoming, near rail transportation. He says the mine is projected to be roughly the size of a very large parking lot, about 2,000 feet by 3,000 feet.
Really, as mines go, a really small mine, but it's going to be a mine with enormous national significance. It's going to be a very important mine.
While some local landowners and conservationists continue to be wary, the company is hoping for a quick and easy environmental impact statement on the proposal. This EIS process is underway, and it gives the public a chance to chime in. It's one of the regulatory hurdles yet to be overcome. Starting a mine can take many years. Officials with Rare Element Resources say they hope to begin mining by 2015. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.